Good morning, children, and happy Sabbath. Okay, this morning, this story is about missionary work. Do you guys know what that is? What is that, Dwight?
Where you travel around the world and teaching about Jesus.
Yes, that's what it is. So Emily had a missionary family. Her mom and dad and her brother, everybody did missionary work. And this time they were going far away to a country that they didn't know the language. So Emily was pretty worried about having to go to that country. Anyway, Daddy had to go first. Her dad ended up having to go first, and he went, and he was there about 6 months with Emily, and without his family. And finally, the day came when they were going. So Emily was pretty worried. Would you guys be worried about going to a place that you didn't know the language? She was worried that she wouldn't know how to talk to the children, she wouldn't make friends, and she wouldn't even know what to say to them. So Emily ended up, you know, they traveled there and everything, and for the first few days, Emily wouldn't even go outside. She would just look through the window and watch the kids just playing and having fun. She didn't know what they were saying. But one day she remembered that Mom had told her that they were not going to be the snacks that they have in America, in the country that they were in. So if she wanted to buy some so they could take over there. And she remembered that she had those treats. And she went to the kitchen and she grabbed some of those treats. And she went outside and she decided that that would be a good way to make friends. And she started giving them candy and just her little treats that she had. And they started inviting her to play games. Even though they couldn't tell her, they would just show her what she should do. So she started playing with the kids like that. And when she would come home, Mom would ask, and she would tell her she played with the kids and everything. Well, eventually they were there for many years and she learned the language. But Emily was very strong in missionary work after a while. Once she learned the language, a lot of the families that ended up going to church was because Emily had invited the children over for dinner. She had played with them, and they got excited about Jesus when Emily talked to them about Jesus, and they wanted their parents to take them. And so many families got saved because Emily invited her little friends. So even though you guys are this little and you feel like you're not old enough to be a missionary or to do God work, you can do it. Because Emily did it just by being friends with people in a country that she didn't even know the language. So as you guys go throughout this week at school, anything that you do, remember that if there's somebody in your school and he's alone on the side, he's a new kid, nobody wants to talk to him, you be the one. Because this is what Jesus would do, right? They would go talk to that person that's sitting alone and has no friends. So you make sure that if you see a person like that, if there's a new person or just a child that's sitting alone, you go and talk to them and make friends with them. And that's your missionary work. And you talk to them about Jesus, invite them to your church, and you guys can do also work for Jesus, okay? You're never too small for that. So who wants to pray?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for our story. Thank you for today. We're going to pass out waters at 2 o'clock. And thank you for doing the prayer. Amen.